Stu Maddox, a documentary filmmaker based in Novato, found the impetus for his latest project looking back at him in the mirror.
I'm a gay man in mid-40s now, so I'm starting to think about what old age is going to be like for me. And as I was looking into it, there were very few examples out there of couples that had been together, just very few voices of older LGBT people. And it's not because they aren't out there. They are out there in huge numbers. It's just that they've lived a lifetime, in many cases, of fear that makes them very cautious about being open with their lives. There's a lot who are out, but not on the level that we would like to have as far as having an oral history passed on from one generation to the next.
From that starting point grew Maddox's film Gen Silent, which will be shown Sunday as part of the 5th Annual Sebastopol Documentary Film Festival.
We wanted to showcase the very different and unique problems that lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender older people face. And it's a lot more isolation and fear than the average population out there. So they're really disconnected and lonely out there. We wanted to showcase about 6 people going through a year of their life trying to deal with these particular problems.
Working with the LGBT Aging Project in Boston, Maddox and his crew followed their subjects over the course of a year to tell their stories.
They range in age from 65 to mid-80s. Both male and female. We have a lesbian couple, a gay couple, a transgender woman who's been estranged from her family and is facing a terminal illness and is trying to get back in contact with her family.
Establishing a close working relationship with these people over a year sometimes made it hard to retain a journalist's perspective, Maddox admits, but he did not want his film to be seen overtly as a work of advocacy.
I don't believe in putting your opinion forth. Just put the facts forth. You may spin it a certain way because of your perception of things, but it's a lot more powerful to let people walk out and go, you know, I had never thought about something that way before, and I have more information now to be able to make up my own mind.
Maddox is just one of the 50-plus filmmakers whose projects are being screened at this year's festival. A total of 53 films will be shown at 7 different venues in Sebastopol during the 4-day event. Over the course of the festival, there are several selections that have Sebastopol-area subjects, including 2 by Paul Myers, a student in the MFA film program at Stanford. One, titled Penultimate, is a 4-minute profile of Kostas Schuller, known widely as the Pen Guy from Forestville. Myers tackled this colorful subject in black and white, as required by a course assignment, but he faced an even tighter challenge with a limited amount of film he could shoot.
You got 15 minutes total of film footage. The goal is to make a 3 to 5 minute film from those 15 minutes. And it forces you to really think carefully about what you're shooting. And there's a purity to it that is amazing. And when you get down to cutting it, you realize you've got to pack a lot in. You realize actually that as short as it sounds, you can actually do a lot in that amount of time.
Penultimate is part of a program on Sunday evening. Meyer's other film at the festival is Living Tiny, which briefly examines the tiny house movement through 3 local builders. It screens Saturday afternoon. We'll talk with another participating filmmaker, whose background and subject are both tied to Sebastopol, on tomorrow's segment. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.